I think we should start this episode off by talking about our million-dollar app idea,
Oh
wanting
my
to propel
God.
us into fortune and fame.
I honestly, we were like, we were making a joke about like wanting to do this. And like, it's such a good idea, in my opinion. I'm like, we should really do this. We should, like, it'd be so fun to create an app. And yeah, I think we should share it for sure.
There are a lot of
Maybe we have
stories of
investors.
people that come from nothing and they just have an app blow up. Like, if you think about it, we could hypothetically be the next Instagram or like
Truly.
Twitter. You know, it's really on the horizon.
And honestly, I think that if anyone could do it, it's us.
Exactly.
If anyone has any blind confidence in anything, that's for sure us. Just go with the flow. But yeah, we have this like amazing app idea, which I think is amazing. It's so dumb, but I'm like, so we've been doing this thing lately, and if you want to describe it, you can, but we've been trying to like be supportive of one another, support one another, because we're both on the same journey of just being consistent on our medication, on our hormones.
Yeah, if you've been on hormones for, I would say more than a year, I feel like the first year, never miss a single one. Like you are on it because it's new. You're like, I'm at the beginning of my transition. I want to make sure that I'm taking my hormones on time. So that's how I was. I think you were like that as well. Like we were just super attentive about taking our hormones. But as the years go on and you just start to live more comfortably in yourself and you get busier, there are weeks that go by where you only take your hormones maybe 3 or 4 times, which is so bad because there are so many things that can happen internally if you're not being consistent with your hormones. So don't do that. But like life happens, right? So we were thinking of a way to prevent that from happening. And what we have been doing is we've been like texting each other every morning and every night, like, take your hormones, just trying to make each other more accountable for doing that. But what if there was an app that did it for you and reminded you to take your hormones? And that's where we come in and we bring our expertise to bring this to life.
This is our Shark Tank pitch
It
for sure.
is. Yeah.
So it's so funny because obviously, like medication reminder apps are a thing. You have your phone alarm and stuff. And we were just joking. I think you may have said it, but we were just joking about like, what if like you just get random like insults to send to you, like specifically for like the trans community? Like just something that's like just gonna misgender you if you forget to take your pills. If you forget to mark that your pills are like are taken, because that's what's gonna happen, right? If you forget to take your pills, then you're gonna look like a man.
Exactly.
And you
Like,
should be told that.
I think you should. Like, imagine you didn't take your hormones for 3 days, and then you get a little beep on your phone, and it says, "Don't you have an F on your driver's license? Because right now you look like an M." Like, doesn't that give you motivation to go take your hormones so that you don't give that image, you know? Because it
Is
would work for
that
me.
dirt on your chin or are you growing hair?
Because
There's
that'll
just
get me.
so many good things to do. Like I think it could be iconic, community building, like supportive, and you know, what's the community if not with a little bit of dragging, you know what I mean? Like I think we deserve some insults here and there just to kind of put us back on in our place.
A good
It's such
friend
a
will
funny
always hold you accountable. And that's kind of what the app is. It's that friend telling you, get on it, like, stop slacking.
like, damn, you really paid thousands of dollars for hair removal and you forgot to take your pill for a day? How
Exactly.
embarrassing.
You got
Damn.
FFS. Well, your face is going to reconstruct itself if you stop taking your hormone.
My God. It's so funny. I feel like there's a market, I think.
I
And
think
like
so.
honestly, I've been like dreaming about it. Like not dreaming, but like you know when you're about to go to sleep or maybe you wake up in the middle of the night and your mind's racing and you're just like thinking about it. And you're like, "Well, this is sort of a bit, but like what if it's not? Like what if this could be a thing where it can be like cute and like supportive and like you know, it drags you a little bit, but then you go on and then you have like resources like help you. And I say, that's an iconic idea. So
do you, I don't know if you do this. I personally do this thing in my head where, like, for example, a couple years ago, I was fully convinced that one day I would win the lottery. So I would like think of everything that I would do when I won the lottery, acting like it's like going to be my reality at some point in the future. And I thought about that for this app. I was like, well, in a couple of years, once our app takes off, like I can just buy a nice mansion. Like I'm thinking of all the things that I'm going to do. So
I feel like it's such an us thing for like this to actually happen where we just accidentally, because of a bit, can get like successful and famous and rich just off of this amazing app idea.
Mm-hmm. That is something that we do a lot. We will run with it until it can't be run anymore.
until
there's a new obsession
on, right, until we're on a Spotify panel in front of people that we should not be in front of. It's like, when does the bit end? The bit doesn't end.
We're still in the always,
we're still here. That's so funny. If anyone knows how to do app development and want to like get into contact with me, I feel like it could be a fun idea. There could be some workshopping.
Yeah. I feel like we're serious, but also not serious at the same time. But if the opportunity presented itself, why not?
I can make some time. I'll clear up my calendar.
Flappy Bird was iconic. It only lasted for, a couple months, but we could still have that impact.
There's I don't know if you remember an old app, like way back in the day, like in the beginning of iPhones, called I'd Cap That. It, like, you would just upload an image and it would give a random caption on the image.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was made by Cody Ko, who eventually would become Cody Ko. Yeah, he was an engineer, or like a computer engineer or something. And like in school, he made it and it like blew up and people found out later that he did that.
Okay, well, we don't have that sort of education or background, but doesn't mean someone else can't help us.
I mean, but we have ambition. We have ideas. Ambition,
and we also have gender studies degrees. And with that, you can do
exactly
anything.
Exactly. I think it'd be so cute. Like, I was thinking, I don't want to give out all of my details, but I was thinking, how cute would it be? You go in the app. It's like primary function is like a nice reminder tool that like plays jokes with you. Maybe some days it's supportive, but I think it's funny, the idea of it just being mean. And it could be for like the gays, the theys, the girlies. Like, I feel like it could be a great like reminder tool, even for like women who are just like taking their birth control. And like, how cute would it be to have like a little community tab where you can like get like little prompts every day asking you something, and then you can respond, and then you can build like a little community on there of like your fellow. Wait, like,
that's so cute.
You know what I mean? Like, it could be like something that's like actually positive and like have resource lists and places that like maybe are friendly, and just like an all-in-one thing that like ultimately at the end of the day, it's just there to insult you to make sure you remember to take your pills.
I love that. We're still workshopping a name, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think that's been decided yet, but if we figure it out, we'll let everyone know.
Yeah. I'll be thinking about it.
Yeah.
But any app developers, reach out. This isn't $1 million idea, $1 billion idea.
And within the next couple months, if an app like this comes out, it probably wasn't us. And that's on copyright.
Oh my God, literally. And especially with rapid onset gender dysphoria, we will be making money. We will be filled with that dough. So honestly, yeah. If you do see it on the market, that was our idea. That was us. So lawyers will be contacting.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be so iconic if we got rich and just like distributed hormones to everyone that doesn't have access to them? Like the fairy godmothers.
That would be so amazing to have some sort of, obviously there's like a bunch of legality stuff that goes into that, and maybe
we can't just give people hormones.
But like give people like easier access to get it and like help people with funding and stuff like that. That would be iconic. I feel like if Girlish becomes anything, that would be the best thing it could be. But
Yeah. That's our future. This is
that's our future. I agree. So yeah, I will be looking into building out apps. I built out a little game before.
You did.
Maybe
you
have experience. Maybe I can do this. We'll see. Mm-hmm. when I'm done with school, when I have time, I think that'd be a fun idea. But yeah, so I guess with that being said, how we missed last week. I want to talk about that.
We did miss last week. But you were having fun.
I went to a wedding and I got so fucking drunk at that wedding. The wedding ended at 9 p.m. and I got so fucked up. And like, it's just so embarrassing because I'm not like one to drink. Like, I don't know, like for some reason for me, drinking is like really difficult. I don't know what it is. Like, I just don't like it. I don't know. But like lately I've just been having like too much fun. Like anytime I go out now, I've been having a drink and it's becoming like, I'm becoming more used to it and I've been having more fun. And at this wedding, I told myself, I'm going to let loose. Like, I look good. I feel good. I'm going to let loose. And so it's a good friend of ours, wedding. So I trust everyone that's there and everyone that's around. And they said, you have to drink as much as you can because the wedding ends at 9. Just get drunk. And that is what I did. So like 3 glasses of wine, a glass of champagne, a mixed drink later, I am on that dance floor.
Period. And I just want to say, you looked so good. The dress, like literally everything, it was like perfect. You looked amazing.
I appreciate it.
And I know you were fucking up that dance floor. I can feel it.
Me just like bopping. Literally my legs were so sore because, I mean, like when you're at a wedding and like it's just like a live band, like there's not like how are you supposed to dance? You're just like bopping. So my legs were so sore from just bopping. But genuinely though, it was like so fun. And I felt so good. I was so happy with like my dress, the way that I looked and like everything. I've never felt so pretty before. So I was like really wanting to like make it a night. And then we ended up going to a gay club in Orlando after that. Because the night couldn't end. It was such a high. And then it just became like a fun time. It was a lesbian night at... I want to shout out the club because it was so, so fun.
It looked really fun.
Orlando Club. It is called Southern Craft. Southern Nights or something. I think it's, Southern Nights is the name of the club. And it was iconic. So shout out to Southern Nights because I had so much fun.
Period. It looked fun from the videos that I saw. It looked like you guys were having a great time.
because it was lesbian night. They had like, I don't know if they would be classified as like burlesque dancers. They were just like women dancing. It's funny because in a gay club, you expect it to be drag. And there was a drag performance. There was a real girl in there. What's her name? She's in Rolaska Talks. Roxy Andrews. Yes, she was in it. She was there because that's her club that she hosts that.
Yeah.
So she was there. We saw her for a second, but then they had like these women like dancing and just like having fun. And a few of our friends had like lap dances and it was like such a fun time. And I always feel good at a gay bar. Like you never like leave a gay bar feeling sad.
True. We still haven't gone to a gay bar together. We need to go next time you come.
It's the best time going, and I feel like we would have so much fun if I went and we went together.
Because last time we decided to go to Saddle Ranch because we wanted to see celebrities, which we did. But that's like the straightest bar that you could go to.
Every YouTuber was there, I think, that existed in the whole world.
Actually. Like, they were just doing one big collab at the same time.
It was crazy the fact that it was like 1 a.m., like 12:30, 1 a.m. by the time I think we got there. And there was literally like everyone. Everyone's like probably canceled at this point.
I think so. None of them are really still. Because it was like most of the vlog squad, and we know what happened with that.
Right. So. JC Kalen, we know what happened to him recently. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
Jason Ash on TikTok Live.
Yeah. He's grinding.
He is a working man. Oh, get you a man that works.
That's funny, though. I will say, I know you don't drink often, but something about being a lightweight or someone that doesn't drink a lot is beneficial to you, I feel like. Because we went out to dinner on Thursday just to get ramen. Like, it wasn't really that serious. And I had one drink, one little cocktail. I was loopy the entire night off of one drink. So I had to spend $8 just to have a great time. Like, I don't have to drink eight drinks to get to that level. So I feel like it's a blessing to not be a drinker or have like a lower tolerance, because it's just like, you don't have to do much to get there.
It reminds me of whenever you were in Gainesville and we hadn't eaten all day. I think you had Annie Ann's, I think, in the airport.
I had three.
And I think I had like, and I think I had like M&M's, and then we got drinks at dinner and it was like one drink. We were like halfway done. I don't even think we finished our drinks. And like, I literally felt so like just whoopy. Like, like I just felt like it was a lot, but that it was a good time.
And then we decided to walk 5 miles back to the hotel instead of just getting a fucking Uber.
Why do I do that?
It was fun though. I love walking.
It was
fun. That's, yeah. I've said it before. When you come or when we see each other, I love that we just walk. Like, that's what we do. Mm-hmm.
It's so silly, but it's just like, I think the best, and Emily and I like love this so much. When we go to a city, the best way to just like fall in love with it is just to walk it.
Mm-hmm.
And Florida is such a non-walkable place. So when you get into those little niches or like little areas that you can walk, like we always try and just like love it and experience it, because yeah, there's definitely not really a walkable city anywhere near us. Gainesville downtown is like really nice. And we were staying really close to where we had dinner. So, but yeah, I do love that we're just like constant walkers. I'm going to be one of those old ladies in the mall, just like doing the power walking when I get.
My grandma was one of those old ladies.
Oh, really?
She would go to the mall like literally multiple times a week to walk. And then she would bring me Cinnabon.
Oh
yeah, that was like my favorite memory of my grandma. Like she was one of those aerobics like Asian grandmas that just go in the mall and just walk around.
And honestly, I love that for them, because it's like a nice vibe. There's air conditioning, and then you're just around like shopping if you want to shop.
And then you're like, really sweet. I did my 5 miles. Time to go to buy some makeup. Like, that's fun. That's my idea.
Yeah. But that, yeah, I will say though, I've been, I don't know what it is, but maybe it was like the wedding, or maybe just recently, like Valentine's Day happened, and I've been trying to like just be more, like be comfortable drinking more, because I don't know what it is with me. I get like scared of it and everything for some weird reason, but like I've been like letting loose a little more lately, and I've been like genuinely having fun. So yeah, I'm really like wanting to go visit, and I want to just have a really good night, because I think it'd be fun.
I'm so down. Anytime you come, I literally tell you guys to come visit every week. So
I know.
Anytime you come.
Maybe soon. It's I get paid once a month. What kind of shit is that?
I don't.
Can you imagine just getting like one big check once a month? It's like I spend it the second day
that I have it.
And then I'm broke for the rest of the month.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that. I need like to be able to plan out what I'm going to do. Because like at the beginning of the month, I know I don't really spend any money because I have to pay for rent and everything else. And then a couple weeks later when my next check comes, I'm like, oh, this is my fun check, because I'm going to get paid again by the time I have to pay rent. So I can have fun with this one. So if I only got paid once a month, we would get evicted very quickly, because I wouldn't know what to do.
And that's sort of like what's been happening, where, I mean, this will be my second paycheck. So this is actually my first big paycheck where I'm getting like a lot of money, which is like nice. But then like, I can already see, like I have to pay off all my debts from the previous month. And then I'm left with nothing. And then I have to wait a whole month before I can pay off the debts from this month. So then it like becomes this like cycle that's like really hard to catch up on. But I just have to learn how to like budget my money. And I'm doing like, Yeah, it's this role that I love. I love this job so much, and I'm so happy. But yeah, I just like, yeah, that part is like the one stressful part, which, yeah, it's fine. I'll get used to it, I think.
I think you will. And if you like the job, I think you'll be able to manage, because it's still like relatively the same, in the same range as you were making before, right? So it's not like you get less money. It's just, it all comes at once and you have to kind of navigate that. But I think you can do it.
Yeah. So that, yeah, I think I'll be fine. It'll work out in the end. But we'll see. I really want to go visit though. So be expecting me soon, because it's definitely something that I've been
wanting to do. I'm waiting.
But I don't know. Do you ever feel like whenever you like go out and like have a nice night where you dress up, or even maybe you go to a wedding, you dress up, and you just have this like surge of energy afterwards where you're like, I want to do this all the time. Like, I want to feel this good all the time, feel like this hot all the time. And I think that's sort of like what happened with me, because I feel like I've allowed myself to get in this like comfortable realm of like, of just feeling comfortable, and then, and like not like going out of my comfort zone to like really express myself in like the way that I want to. And so like I work from home and I kind of live at home, and I do everything in this house. So when I go out, it's like really nice to just like dress up and like feel pretty and like kind of get in that like spirit again of like, I want to like feel a part of the world, I guess.
Yeah, I get that. I feel, especially after the pandemic or within like the last couple of years, I've kind of tried to make it an effort to not get super dressed up every time I go out. But if I'm running errands, I like to put on like a comfortable but cute outfit, you know, or like maybe style my hair a little bit, just because it makes it so much more enjoyable to go out when you feel like confident in what you look like that day. So that's why I love running errands, because I like to just get dressed and go run my little errands and have my me time. And that also translates to going out, because obviously when you go out, especially at night, you tend to put a little bit more effort on to what you look like for whatever reason. So I definitely think dressing up, or at least putting in some sort of effort, will affect how you feel once you go out.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if you like, lately I've been going through this like identity crisis with my clothes, and this happens. I cycle through this like experience about, look at my closet and I go, okay, I haven't really shopped in a long time and I hate everything in my closet, but like, I don't want to buy the same type of things. I want to like look different. I want to like, you know, like feel different. And so I'll go through this identity crisis of like, okay, what kind of clothes do I want now? And I think I'm sort of in this like this thing right now where it's like, oh, what do I want to wear? What do I want to look like? How do I want to express myself? So yeah, it's been interesting trying to think about it, and like find my sort of my new rhythm of like the kind of clothes I want to wear.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
It's hard being 27 and like not like looking at clothes and being like, is this too young for me? Am I just thinking I'm older than I already am? Or is 27 like, you know what I mean? Like that my head is like, is this something that like kids in high school are wearing that I shouldn't be wearing? And I like kind of get in that like mindset of like,
I do too.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to figure it out, because we have to accept the fact that we're not the young people anymore.
I know.
We're kind of like in the middle. Like still younger, obviously, but not like the young, hip, trendy generation that's actually influencing like the current trends. So yeah, it's like, that's cute, but on them, like, am I supposed to wear that? And that's, for me, like how I've kind of learned how to style myself better is like thinking about what works best for my body type versus what the trend is. Because you could go on TikTok and see a girl wearing like a pair of pants and everyone's like, oh my God, like those pants are so good. Like send me the link. But it's not really the pants that they're looking at. It's the girl's body and how it fits on her. And it's not going to look like that on everybody. So I think that's what I had to look at that made it easier for me. It's like, okay, well, that's cute on her, but she's built completely different than me. So I'm obviously, I can't buy that. I mean, you could, but like, I don't think it's going to give the same effect because I don't, I don't have that.
It's always those TikTok ads that you see, like, where you're, like, looking at, like, fashion and stuff. And, like you said, like, everything looks so good on them. And then you'll get it and you're like, oh, yeah.
They're like, look at how good my butt looks. But you have to have a butt in the beginning for that to work that way. So if you don't, like, you're like, oh, well, fuck me then. Like, I guess I'll return them.
What were those famous pants that, like, they, like, I forget what brand it was, but it was, like, a funny trend on TikTok where people bought them and, like, they gave you, like, the flattest.
Wait, are they jeans?
Yeah, I think so. It was, like, weird pants.
Are they the barrel pants from Free People?
Maybe.
They're, like, so they're jeans, but they're like, straight. And then when it gets to, like, your thigh or something, it balloons out. Is that what you're talking about?
Is that something different? I think so, maybe. I'll have to find it and send it to you.
Okay.
But, yeah. I've been trying. So, this is my, like, my thing. And I don't recommend this. But for me, it just, like, works for, like, I don't want to, like, recommend this. And maybe I shouldn't say it. So, I've been, like, looking more into, like, cheaper clothing brands. Not, like, Shein or anything. But, like, I found a cheap clothing brand years ago from, like, an Instagram ad. So, like, I've been, like, shopping on there, and it's very much fast fashion, and I know that, and I'm not recommending doing it. But for me, I think it's the easiest way to, like, play around finding cheaper clothes for me and then seeing if I like that style, then investing in something more like that in the future. So that's sort of, like, my mentality right now is, like, finding cheaper clothes, seeing, like, is this sort of the route that I want to take in my, like, wardrobe? And then I'm going to try and branch out and, like, find clothing that, like, are, like, high quality that, like, works for that. I don't know. Is that bad to say?
No. I mean.
Yeah.
I get it. I really do get it.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to spend $128 on a tank top if you don't know if that particular silhouette of tank top looks good on you, right? So it's, like, research, technically.
Exactly. And, like, I'll like, treat, like, this shirt. I just bought this shirt. It's an aloe just tank top. I spent $80 on it for a fucking tank top, and I did it. And, you know, like, it's, like, a big part of my paycheck, and I'll do stuff like that. Like, I'll, like, invest in, like, good clothing. But sometimes especially if it's, like, oh, I really like how this thing looks on someone else, I want to see how it looks on me. Maybe I'll find a cheaper alternative, and knowing that it's not going to be the best quality and seeing it, and then ultimately deciding, okay, maybe I want to get the expensive version of it. But yeah, I don't know. Clothes.
Yeah, I get it. Speaking of money, I have a new obsession. I don't know if I've told you this. I think I have. I've showed you something. My new obsession is Legos.
I love this. I was just watching Lego Masters before we jumped on.
The Botanical Collection.
Oh, she's pretty. Ooh.
There's more.
I love that your desk is just Legos. Or Lego, sorry.
It's only the Botanical Collection. That's so cute. And if I find another collection that's as cute. But, like, I love plants. This just adds so much character because...
And you built it.
And I built it with my hands. I built it with these nails.
Wow. Honestly, that's kind of, like, impressive.
That's the epitome
to have nails of and, like,
femininity is building flower Legos with press-on nails.
With press-on nails. That's I need to just do what you do. I need to learn how to do the press-ons.
There is a reason I brought up Legos, though. Because...
Yes, what is it?
Okay. So, when I was younger... I was never a Lego child. I was always intimidated by them because I didn't know that when you buy a box of Legos, it comes with, like, an instruction manual that literally tells you how to put things together, right? In my head, for some reason, I thought anyone that played with Legos was just, like, a master architect. Like, they got the bag and they just built a spaceship out of memory. So I was like, I don't know how to do that. So I'm never going to play with Legos. And I know a lot of people obviously make their own things, like out of bricks or whatever. But for the most part, people are working off of an instruction manual. And I told Russell that. I was like, I didn't know they came with instructions. Like, I literally just thought all these five-year-olds were just building all of these things out of their own imagination. And that's why I never liked Legos growing up, because I was scared to use them. And now I'm almost 30, and I like Legos again.
Is it? I'm with you on that, too. My brother played with Legos, but I never did, because I specifically remember a time he built this, like, what is it called? Ferris wheel. And I was like, he's too good at that. Like, he's good at building. I'm not a builder. I could never do that. And like, yeah, like you don't put it like two together. Like they tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
Like with very easy instructions of like where to put it.
It's
at.
Very simple.
Sometimes they're a little confusing, but, but yeah, it is crazy. Like I built a few things, just like really like cheap, like kids, like cars. I built them recently because like it was like a Secret Santa, and I was like, wow, this is so fun. But I know what you mean though. It like was, I feel like they were kind of an intimidating toy as a kid.
Yeah. Russell got me the orchid for Valentine's Day. And when I got it, I was like, it's so cute, but I don't know if I can do this. Like, I don't know if I can build this. Like, I don't have that sort of creativity. And I opened the box and there's a fucking booklet in there that tells me exactly what pieces go on top of what. And I was like, it changed me. I genuinely did not know they came with instructions.
Are you going to be on Lego Masters now?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
But I have to bring my instruction booklet with me so I can recreate everything, because I can't build it off of my own brain.
Wait, we can be the first, like, we can be the training duo on Lego Masters. So we should both get really good at it.
I agree.
That's so funny. But yeah, it's crazy though when I do see people that just like build things just off bricks that they just own. Like, I know you can just buy like the bricks and then people like build like crazy things. And so like on Lego Masters and stuff. And like, how do you just have that eye for design? Like the episode I just watched, they built a whole rug out of That's Legos. Crazy. It's Wait. like with like intricate like detail.
A rug.
Like, so the challenge was, you have to like get something from this room, and then we're going to get a random person in, and they're going to look and they're going to pick all the things that they think are made out of Lego from the room. So you have to make it like a 1-to-1 scale with the original thing.
Yeah.
So these people picked the biggest thing, which was this giant rug, and they didn't finish in time. They had to make it smaller. So it wasn't a 1-to-1 scale, but they did it so good. And the design on it was really cool. And I'm just like, how do you do that? How does your brain work like that?
Yeah, I was not gifted with the creativity or the eye for the creative touch. I just don't have it. So I'm just going to stick to my instructions.
Are you going to buy more Legos with the botanical set?
Yeah, so on Thursday we went to the mall specifically so I could buy the succulent collection.
Oh, but have you started?
Yeah, I finished this. It's like part of the succulent collection. I built it all last night.
I love it.
But there's like a whole botanical collection. So there's two different versions of a bouquet. There's like cherry blossom things. There's a bonsai tree. So anything that's like plant related, I'm gonna get, because I can't keep real plants alive. So why not get Lego versions of them instead of like artificial plants? I just think they're so much funner.
Yeah. I always like those. It's crazy too. I've seen like this bonsai from the botanical set, and like the bonsai leaves are made from like little frogs. And like, I don't know if you've seen that one, but they're like, there's like this one. I'm pretty sure it's bonsai. It's like pink leaves and they're little pink frogs. So like Lego is finding ways to like recycle, like reuse some of its like other bricks and like integrate it into these botanicals. So it still has that I don't know, homage to like other Lego pieces and sets, and it still feels Lego, but still like has the illusion of this like beautiful botanical piece.
That's really
cool. I love it. I think it's so fun to do. And do you feel like, are you the kind of person where you close your eyes and you think of an apple? Where do you, like, how do you see an apple? Do you see it as like, do you not see any apple in your head when you think of an apple? Or do you, can you see it like in perfect detail? Or is it just like black and white, fuzzy?
I think of school, like elementary school. You know, apples are like the symbol of education, I feel like, in America.
Yeah,
I don't know,
yeah.
For me, like a good red apple with a one singular green leaf coming off of the stem. That is my quintessential picture of an apple.
Do you feel like you see it clearly?
I do.
I'm sending you a picture.
Yeah.
I'm sending you a picture on in your,
but it's like
your text.
It's a red apple on a brown desk. That's where I see the apple. That's what.
Okay, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Here, let me send this image to you. So you would say that you're a one on this scale. I just texted it to you.
Okay, let me see.
You should get it.
Wait, is this some kind of psychological thing?
I mean, sort
I'm
of.
A two.
It's just seeing.
I'm a two.
You're a two.
Yes. It's like,
okay,
it was wrong.
I'm like a three or a four.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you just
when I think
of like the silhouette or.
That's, yeah. So that's why I think it's really hard for me to like draw or like think of art in that way, because in my head, I can't envision like the details. Like this water bottle. If I were to draw this water bottle without like having to like keep looking at it, I literally, it would just be like very basic shapes and probably not even right. Like all the details and stuff of everything, my brain can't function. It's just, so I guess that trend is like, it's like a visualization exercise, and it's like how do people, like how do they see like in their brain? And like, I think it's kind of like testing people's ability to like understand. So I feel like you could do good on Lego Masters. I feel like you have a good understanding of like, if you have to build something out, I feel like you would have a good understanding in your head of like those details.
Maybe. I'm really good at putting things together that already exist, like using my resources to make something. But if I have to completely draw it on my own or design it on my own, it's hard for me. I guess.
Yeah, I guess that is like a skill too, of having to be able to like to do that.
So you can't draw?
I find I can't. I couldn't even draw like anything, like the most basic. Like if you tell me to draw a cat, I cannot. Like it looks so bad, and I get so embarrassed if I'm ever like painting with friends or doing like a fun activity, because I have objectively the worst. I looks like a literal child made it, like a child. It looks, never mind. I'm not gonna say it. I was gonna say something like
not you making
kind of funny, but
like they're stupid.
No, yeah, but like it literally feels like literally someone that was blindfolded drew.
Okay, I think I know where like we're potentially gonna go.
I was not gonna make any joke. No, that's what I meant. No, no,
I don't know what you're talking about. I have a funny story about drawing though. When I was younger. So there was a period where I was obsessed with like manga, not like reading it, but drawing it. And I don't know if you've ever gone to like a bookstore where they have like the drawing books. And then it comes with like this clear like paper. So like when you put the paper onto the page that you're supposed to be drawing, you can see through it. So you can like outline, you know, like what it looks like to practice, to get you to learn how to practice drawing better, basically. But what I personally did was that I put the entire like see-through page onto the page that I was supposed to draw and just outlined it. And I would go to my parents after I did that, and I would say, guys, look what I drew, like pretending I drew that whole scene from memory. And my parents would take it and put it on the fridge or like hang it on the wall because they thought I was like some childhood art prodigy. But I was literally
That's
just retracing
crazy.
Things through see-through paper.
That do you think they knew, or they really thought you were like actually
drawing
it?
I'm sure they were like, why is this like super paper. Why isn't it just white paper? Like, why would you do that?
Right.
So maybe, but I fully was trying to pass it off as if I literally drew that whole thing from my own brain.
That's, and I feel like, honestly, though, I feel like that's what a lot of art is. I've been seeing, like, I got an iPad and I wanted to get better at art. So that's why I got an iPad. I ended up selling the iPad for my headphones to get my headphones because I was like, yeah, the art isn't for me. But I was practicing, and a lot of times you practice by tracing. So I was able to build like these, like draw these beautiful things. I was so proud of it. And the whole thing was just traced. But I was like, yeah, look at me. I'm so talented. Yeah, I feel like.
I mean, I tracing things it. Is a form of art because you have to follow the lines. So.
Exactly. In school, oh my God, this is a great question. In school, when you had a coloring book, how did you color? Did you like, because there was people that like got the crayon and they would go around the outline really dark with the crayon and then they would lightly highlight the, like color the inside. So it always looks so good.
That was me.
It was like, that was you? I copied that person because it was so good. I was like, they're amazing.
Yeah. The reason I did that is because I copied someone else. But if it was completely up to me, I wouldn't know how to do that. But I saw some bitch in my class too. I was like, she is an artist. Like, that is the next like artist of our generation.
I was gonna say Mozart, but no.
That's right. Wait, Mozart is music.
Yeah, Mozart's music, I think.
The next
right?
Picasso.
Picasso. Van Gogh. Yeah, but that's so funny. I've been watching TikToks where people are like, what does your handwriting look like and who did you steal it from? Because I guess that's the thing.
That is so like, true too. Oh my God. There was a girl in my fifth grade class named Dakota. And she drew A's, you know how when you draw it like that, and then it has like a little thingy.
Yeah, like the standard.
Yeah, like a standard A.
A. Yeah,
I stole that. That was my personality through middle school. It was because of her. So, thank you, Dakota.
That's so funny.
I stole that.
That's I did the thing with J's and
J's.
Yeah, so J's like I always like have the thing on the top of it. And then for sevens. I always mark the sevens through like a line through it. Mm-hmm. So the J's always have like a little thing on top of it.
I see. There was also a period of my life where I only wrote in caps.
That is so funny. And that explains our text messages to one another.
That's why we scream at each other like nonstop.
That's all we were literally, yeah.
But it was never, like I would handwrite in all caps, but whenever I texted people, it would be in all lowercase. I don't know.
Did you ever do the hearts over the eyes?
No.
Yeah. I thought it was cute, but then I thought people would think I was gay. And that's so sad. Isn't that so sad?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Were you? It's kind imagine of, like
it's
being
true,
7 years old.
They would
old.
Have, but it is.
Yeah, thing. For sure. Being 7 years old and then being afraid of having certain handwriting.
How would sad. You ever, like, when you were signing your name on a piece of paper, would you ever write someone else's name in, like, different handwriting and pretend like you were someone else and then erase it?
No, I did not.
Okay, never mind. We can move on. We don't.
That's
have to,
so
to
funny. Wait, no, I want to hear
you don't
that.
Don't have to unpack
is
that.
That was,
okay.
Was that like a? Was that Do you want to unpack that?
I think looking back, that was like trans me trying to reach its way out. It was like, oh, let me pretend like I have girly handwriting and write a girl's name and pretend like that's me, and then quickly erase it because I knew that was like not who I was. But looking back,
yeah.
Maybe that was a sign.
I used to have, I'm trying to think of a way to say this without being like weird, but it wasn't really like that. But I feel like when I was younger, I feel like a lot of my family, they would always be like, you have a crush on this girl because I'd be so enamored by like a classmate of mine.
Yeah.
And like, it's so funny looking back because it was just pure like infatuation with the idea of like, that's who I want to be. And like, same. It is really sad, like thinking about like how you're just like, at a young age, like there's like this, like already these stereotypes being put on you. It's like furthest from the truth of like truly like looking at someone and being like, yeah, I really wish that I could be you. And so, yeah, that was definitely an experience. I didn't write my name as their name. No shade though.
It sounds like I feel it, but it's okay. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I did do that though. Like, I feel like it was common. I probably still is to ask when you're in school, like, oh, who do you have a crush on? Like, your family would say that. And I would respond. But the person that I named wasn't actually my crush. It was who I wanted to become them. It was like whoever I was the most obsessed with, whoever dressed the coolest or looked the coolest to me, that's who I had a crush on. But it literally wasn't a crush. It was like, I literally want to become you and live as you.
Yeah. It makes me so sad. I'm going to start like crying. Wow. So sad. No, but not, yeah, I remember specifically a time where it was like, oh my God, my family was like weird. And like, I resent my family a lot for how weird they were with just like making me uncomfortable always. Like my experiences were always the awkward experiences I had shouldn't have been as awkward as they were. They just, my family just like exacerbated like the way that I felt about everything I did. So it always like made me super uncomfortable. But like, I remember a specific time, there was like a class photo and I remember I was on my like home computer and I remember I was like maybe third grade and like I zoomed in on like the computer on like one of like the girls in the class and I was just like looking at it because I just thought like I was just like wanted to be her. Like genuinely, I was just like infatuated and it was nothing like more than that. But I remember, and I think I left the computer and it was zoomed in or a family member walked in and saw it. And then it became this huge deal in my house. And it was like this, like, it was like, I was in trouble, but at the same time, they're like making fun of me. And then it became like, I don't know. It just made me feel so weird. And I feel like ever since then, I had such a weird relationship with just like understanding my gender identity, my sexuality, and understanding like how everything works, because like, that was just like awful. I resent my family so much.
Yeah.
Wow. How did we get here?
I don't know. Why we always make it back to childhood somehow. I think it was Legos. I think it might have been my fault. I brought us down.
No, that's okay. I love a good Lego.
Same.
Have you heard of like, evidently there's like Lego politics where it's not Legos with an S. If you're talking about like a lot of like Lego bricks, it's not Legos. Because the brand is called Lego, it's only one, like, no S. You cannot say the S.
So, like, horse. Wait, do you say horses? Or just horse? Okay. Never mind.
Multiple horses. Or multiple horses are horses, yeah.
Deer? Like, deer.
Like, moose, you mean? Like, it's not mooses, it would be moose.
Yeah. Isn't it, like,
yeah, deer? Yeah, multiple moose.
Or do you say deers?
There's no, you say deers. Deers is you can.
Why?
Yeah.
Why am I getting everything wrong?
Are like goose or goose is geese, but wait, I think moose is, I feel one. Like, yeah, multiple moose deer, or like, moose.
Oh, look at that! Look at those deer, not look at those deers. Is it deers?
I think deers can be.
Well, this is so embarrassing.
What is it, deer?
Deer.
What is when you add an S? Plural.
Deer, yeah. Plural. It's deer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wow.
Oh, my God. You had me going crazy. I was like, there's no way I got two wrong.
I gaslight you. I gaslight you.
You did gaslight me. It's okay, though.
Sorry. The same as with moose. Yeah, I know I that. and meese.
Then I need to stop saying Legos because I'm a new member of the community and I can't let them get mad at me. So. I apologize.
Exactly.
Sorry, guys.
It's so funny. I was editing a short clip of us the other day for TikTok, and it was the point where you were being sarcastic, talking about how every trans person should have their own ID, and you were joking.
I was fully
you were fully joking. And like in that moment, I did not know you were joking. And like I thought it was a funny clip, and I knew I was gonna clip it, but I had full like thought that you weren't joking, you're being completely serious. And it wasn't until I was watching it back, I had to get Emily to look at the video, and I'm like, is she joking? Like, I cannot tell. And then I texted you and you're like, duh, I'm joking. And I was like, why can I not tell? It's either you're so good at sarcasm, or maybe I just can't pick up on sarcasm. Cause I'm like, what? Awesome.
Were you thinking like, why did she say that? Like, what a weirdo.
No, I just thought it was funny. The idea of like, just like saying that and not like knowing the context of like what you're saying. I thought like that was funny. And so I really wanted to clip it because I'm like, that's just really funny. And then, the fact that like you were obviously joking, like that was the joke. And then it made it even funnier because I'm like, I'm so dumb that I literally thought you were being serious.
To set the record straight, I don't think that should be a thing.
We put it on Instagram. I was worried that sometimes our videos go down like this, like crazy, like Instagram just feeds it to like the wrong people. And then I was worried that that specific one was going to be like fed down. Like
they probably would have been like, yeah, that's right. Make sure they.
But it wasn't. I don't know. I need other people to watch that clip and tell me, can you tell that you're joking? Because I really struggled. Maybe you're good at sarcasm. I don't know.
I do maybe speak, like going back to rolling with the bit, like I will speak about something that's completely outrageous in the most normal tone as if it's normal. So maybe it's a combination of both, but I do that. Like I will say the most outrageous thing in a serious tone just for fun.
I also tested really high on the Am I Autistic quiz. So it could be that.
It could be. But you know what? We're all on the spectrum. That's why it's called the spectrum, right?
That's true. So. Yeah. If I had health insurance, I would love to know. So maybe at some point, maybe I can get that tested. But that's so funny. Oh my God. But I was like struggling. I just did not know. How did we get here?
I don't know.
That's so funny.
I mean, that's pretty much almost the entire hour. So. And on that note, one of us might be a little autistic, and you know, that's okay. That was the point of this one.
And honestly, I was worried about judgment, but I'm very happy that, I mean, maybe you are judging me and I just can't pick up.
You know, what's kind of messed up is that I did take an autism quiz test a couple months ago, and I scored relatively low, and I went to Russell and I was like, look, because he always tells me that he thinks it's possible that I could be on this, not like in a mean way, but he thinks I could potentially be on the spectrum from the things that I do. And I was like, look, like I'm not autistic. And he didn't believe me. He was like, we need to redo the test because that doesn't seem like, he wants to make sure that I'm answering correctly and not lying about it, because he genuinely thinks that I'm further along on the spectrum than I tested, which I don't know if that's like an insult or like, what does that say?
It is like genuinely a spectrum. Like, I know, like, I hope that no one thinks we're like joking around about this, because I like did a lot of extensive research, I guess, to be more serious about like just about like autism and stuff. And I feel like it's very underdiagnosed, especially in women. And I could see it being a thing where like a lot of trans people too may not even realize that because of just the masking gender identity in the first place, could have just like maybe hidden signs. So I've done some research in that. I read like a few books on it because it was really interested, because I did the quiz, and that's literally my results, because I just feel like specifically, I don't know if your social anxiety was like high. I think that was high on your spectrum, but the social anxiety aspect was like so high on mine, and like the fidgeting too. Yeah. So
love that.
It's been an hour. How is it an hour?
That's just what happens when you have two talented people that know how to speak and discuss the most relevant topics that are currently going on in the world. So,
oh, it's a thunderstorm outside. Yeah.
To answer your question.
So that's it. There's a few more things I wanted to talk about, but we can save it for like next episode. Cause we were talking recently about like posting old photos and stuff. And I think it'd be interesting to like have an episode where we kind of like talk about that because, I retroactively went back on our Instagram and I've been removing a lot of like old posts where we show like before and afters of us. I've just been like archiving them because I'm sort of getting in this mindset that, I feel like in general, I just don't want to share them anymore. And you sort of said you feel the same.
Yeah.
So I would love to talk about that.
I think so too. Maybe next week we can have an actual topic of like substance. Actually, no.
I know.
We discussed a lot of things with substance today. So
I'm defending this episode because it kind of felt a little like crazy, but I love it. And I love when it's just like like not like on the rails. Like I love for us to just be silly and like just talk about anything.
It's always nice
to or nothing for an hour.
Yeah, because we do talk about some very serious things and you know, sometimes we just need to talk about Lego.
We need a Lego update. Next time,
okay.
We have
it's like, expensive. An
episode. You need to so show us. It is
really maybe expensive. Like in a few weeks, a few episodes. I'll have a new set to build, but this bit just was like $50. Like I spent $55 on toy succulents. So
yeah, but they're beautiful. They add to your home.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, all right. I guess with that being said, we'll end this episode and then we'll continue talking about Drag Race. Catch up on Drag Race. Have you seen Friday's episode?
Yes, yes, yes. I have a lot of things.
I'm very
kind of.
Oh yeah, you did. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess with that being said, we'll do a little plug of our Patreon. If you guys want to support us on Patreon, we have one. It's been really great. Because of the support of our Patreon users, we're able to even have the show functioning and running. Every month, the place that we record on, it costs it's a lot of money a month. But because of our patron supporters, we're able to record and it's been really helpful and amazing. And we're just like super thankful for our community there. So I want to give a shout out to Nicole. I think Nicole, is part of the patron tier for the shout out at the end of the episode. So thanks, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. We love you, girl.
And hi, we love you. But yeah, with that being said, thanks for all the support and follow us everywhere and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.